The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 3 after 8, KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Bedford, KCMD, Grants Pass, Translator K294AS, Ashland. It's open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Well, town hall news coming up in just a moment. But Lauren, who was at the big event in Eagle Point last night, no on 15-224, 225, 226, great turnout. And he was there among, it was standing room only, really. We have another one coming up tonight, by the way, in Medford, and that's going to be at the Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street in Medford. Show up at 6 o'clock, 1 hour. And by the way, if you have questions, write them down on the card when you show up, okay? I want to keep a better control and move around there. But anyway, let's talk with Lauren. Lauren, you're going to be on a plane tomorrow, right? Or is it the day after tomorrow? Tell me more.
Thursday morning. I'm flying to Washington, D.C. with the Honor Flight of Oregon, which is an organization, a nonprofit organization that takes veterans to Washington to see all the monuments that have to do with our areas of service. And they fly out, they do one in the spring and one in the fall.
And you were, of course, a Marine, right? Or still are a Marine. You're always a Marine, right?
Once a Marine, always, yeah, from 1958 to 64.
Yeah.
And that was my term. And so, but I'm really excited about it. My son's going to be my encourager or strengthener or whatever. You have to have a sponsor, they call it. And he's going to be that flying out from Texas today to be with me. And so kind of a double wow. A double thank you, Lord. And so it's a great organization. They work on the donations mm-hmm. to pay the way for veterans to go. But we spend all day Friday, all day Saturday touring all of Washington D.C. Get back on a plane on Sunday morning and get back in town here early afternoon on Sunday. And they usually have a big welcoming thing at the airport for that. So
that's just wonderful.
Anyway, I'm excited.
That's wonderful to hear. And when are you back?
On Sunday. Sunday at about 1 o'clock, I think it is. Something like that. We come back. So it's 4 days.
Well,
almost a little.
Well, safe travels to you, Lauren. Safe travels. And I'll tell you what. And tell us everything. Give us a D.C. report. You know, hopefully we don't have any university kids that are blocking your access to the monuments or anything.
I thought about that. Yeah, no. And it'll be okay. They take good care of us, all us old guys. And then I think that I'm thankful for it. And so I just wanted to let everybody know. And it's a good thing to get behind. And if you're a vet and you haven't gone to the honor flight, and I'll find out about it.
All right. Very good. Honor flight. Thursday, taking off. And we'll hear from you then, Lauren. Safe travels. We'll talk on Monday. Give me a call Monday, okay?
Freedom, prosperity, safety.
High of 66. Another slight chance of showers on Thursday.
Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Happy to talk with you. Of course, it could be also a pearl of positivity, if you wished, depending on how it is. But for Lynn joining in this morning. And Lynn, you've been hanging on. You wanted to talk about the pebble in your shoe about Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, I got a negative and a positive. But anyway, I'm literally flying to Phoenix, Arizona today, so I listened with great interest to Dwayne Junker's report. And I normally don't complain about this stuff because it doesn't help, but it's so aggravating. March 29th, our daughter fell in a climbing gym and broke her ankle in 7 places.
On a climbing gym? So a climbing gym in Phoenix? Is that where it happened?
Arizona, yes. Her job is there.
Okay.
And so they wouldn't even give her a couple days in rehab to give us a chance to figure out how to get out there and how to help her. And so these people get all these extras. And we're flying back and forth every couple of weeks. It's very expensive. And, you know, I don't expect government help, but it is very aggravating to hear these reports.
Yeah. When you talk about they wouldn't give us a couple of days in rehab, who is they? I'm just kind of curious. Is it a state?
The hospital. The doctor, they sent her home after 2 days with pins coming out of her ankle. She's been on bed rest for the last 5 weeks, and she's got three more to go. So she could only go to the bathroom, literally, and then she has physical therapy.
Wow.
So it's a really long process, and there was no help for us when she was going to be sent home, you know, to manage on her own as a young adult. And single in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, so. I do find that interesting that that Dwayne Junker talked about what it was like for an illegal alien admitted to the hospital there, in which they, I'm speaking about the hospital system, was actually required to put up the family members or whatever it is in order to care for them. I found that fascinating. That
That's what really got me going.
So you heard, that's what, I had a feeling that set you off, then telling me that you're flying back and spending thousands of dollars in doing this, but gosh, maybe you should just renounce your American citizenship, and that way you could get free motel rooms from the hospital too.
I know. I should just fly to Mexico and walk across the border. It'd be a whole different world.
Yeah, and just ask for asylum. And what was that app that Dwayne was talking about? The the CBP app, the Border Patrol app, in which you could just kind of just arrange for your airline flight where you want to go.
They're literally flying them in. It's so upsetting. But I do have something positive, or sort of positive.
Sure.
And that relates to Jane Orient's interview, where she was talking about the excess deaths and how doctors, you know, say, well, we don't know what's wrong with you, but we know it couldn't be the vaccine because that's safe and effective.
Exactly.
That narrative is blowing up.
It is.
It's kind of exciting. And when I post on Facebook, I'll often say, thanks, COVID tyrants, for doing in 4 years what we couldn't do in 30 years as parents. Because now the whole program is being questioned by people. And I used to be sort of considered a crazy anti-vaxxer in my circles, and looked down on a bit. And now I can bring it up with just about anybody, and I don't get any funny looks.
That's really interesting. So as the system, as the medical industrial complex, the medical government and research complex has cracked down and partnered with social media and tried to restrict and punish and defenestrate anyone. I love that word, defenestrate. I think we should start using it more often. but, you know, the more that they have tried to crush dissent, it's almost like reality has been so in people's faces. So they can't help but notice they're being told one thing by the CDC, by their county health official, by their hospital system doctor or whatever the things, and yet they're experiencing something very different. Is that kind of what we're hearing?
100%. And they have to censor because they know they're lying. And so if they tell the truth, they're in trouble. So their best hope is to censor. But after a while, people figure out that they're just lying all the time. And so now they've totally destroyed any faith in the system, the healthcare system, the CDC, the FDA. They're all corrupt. And that's really a bad thing. But maybe over time we can shift and get some changes going. But the first thing is to stop believing them and stop participating in their dishonesty.
All right. Very good statement. I appreciate the call there. And best on your daughter there. Wow. Something else. 17 after 8. I'll grab one more call and then the break for the commando update, and then we'll take more of your calls, just so you know. So if you're online right now, I will get to you. Is it Janelle or Jeanette? I forget. I didn't write it down.
Geneve.
I was wrong. I struck out entirely. So, Geneve, you wanted to go into this situation. What was this? The ethnic fraud story yesterday from the Southern.
By the way,
let me just remind people, Southern Oregon University Native American study. Being accused by a Native American group of being an ethnic fraud because she's not really, in their view, Native American. So anyway, what are you thinking?
Okay, so my take on this is, what if you're adopted? If you're adopted, what ethnicity do you have? Do you have your adopted ethnicity? You have inheritance rights? You are absolutely 100% legally your adoptive parent's child.
True.
So do you also inherit their Native American status?
You know, that's a really interesting question. We are in a time in which facts don't matter much in certain circles. You know what I'm getting at? It's like, facts are racist, or facts are insensitive, or facts are white supremacy, whatever. That's a really great, if your parents have status because of being the right box checker, does that
translate?
Boy, that is, I don't know.
Because I live that. I was adopted.
Uh-huh. Were you adopted by a different ethnicity than you are biologically, perhaps?
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you're adopted by your uncle, you're probably adopted by a different ethnicity.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah.
But with that, now I am biologically Eastern European and legally Latina.
No kidding.
So
congratulations.
I don't pull the Latina card very much. I did once, though, because the government was screwing me out of an overpayment. And when I told them, you know, you need to refund me, you charge me twice. They go, oh, no, we can't do that.
So hey, all right. All you had to do is just say, hey, listen, are you trying to rip off a wise Latina? And then see what they say.
I didn't even say that.
Oh.
I got a little email that says, no, we can't refund your money, even though you had to pay twice. But if you're Latina or this or that, you can apply to have all your payments eased.
Right.
So I go, okay, I'm legally Latina. I'm going to go there because I just wanted my overpayment.
There you go. Okay, so I guess to a certain extent you can play the game. You were playing the game is what you were doing, right?
Well, they play it in a lot of things. I witnessed a car crash, and somehow they needed the ethnicity of the witness for their report.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess if you've got Latina eyes, you see it different. I don't know.
Well, we have to compensate for Latina eyes, or in my case, Eastern European eyes, whatever.
Right.
All right, so you and I are both biologically Eastern European, all right? You like a Slav, something like that, when you look into that?
Swedish, Swiss, Norwegian.
Oh, yeah,
English.
Yeah, all right, very good. Now, the thing is, though, if you're going to play the Latina card, though, all right, you have to play it right, you have to put on the fake accent, okay? Can you do that? And it's like, even though you look like you should be eating animals out of a skin, kishka or whatever it is, some kind of kielbasa, whatever, that sort of a sausage thing from Eastern Europe. And saying, Alec Baldwin's wife. Remember her when she got caught in that whole Latina thing? Remember?
Oh, no.
Yeah, look it up.
I don't follow Alec.
Well, I don't know, but it was pretty funny, though. How do you say in English, and yet she was, born here and lived here all her life, that kind of thing. You got to play that game. And I'd love to see what kind of benefits you could get, okay? I'd love to find out.
So to extrapolate on this, what if this professor got a Native American to adopt her?
You know, we'll have to look into the... into that background, because it would seem that it would help. Now here's a question for you. There's a different way of looking at this too. Speaker Mike Johnson, you know him, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, about as white as the driven snow, right?
Mm-hmm.
He ended up adopting a young black boy a number of years ago who's been having some problems from the sounds of it. I guess there's been talk about this. Does he automatically become a white supremacist? Right?
Yeah.
It
seems to me if somebody is not doing blood work for sickle cell anemia or some other biological difference that you have, why does it your ethnicity matter?
Yeah. We'll have a colorblind society when we stop asking. Okay.
Yeah.
That's our
bottom
line.
Would that be nice?
Oh.
Martin Luther King Jr. wanted?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was. He would probably, even he, although he was not a conservative man, as some conservatives are trying to claim, he would look at what's going on right now and go, and be scratching his head. And, of course, he would be considered a not authentically black. You know that, how that goes.
Well, when you're adopted like this, you are not authentically either. You're not authentically your biological parent's child.
All right.
But when you're adopted, he's your dad, but he's not really your dad.
Right. Great call. You've raised a lot of questions in my mind. Could we transfer the privilege and the authenticity you know, of the parent. I think it's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. 24 after 8, 770-5633. Man, I got to tell you, what a sticky wicket that would be everywhere, huh?
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Well, Dad, this is not a shocker, so you don't have to sit down for this one.
Hit me.
Father and Son Jewelry has won best in Southern Oregon.
How many years in a row has it been?
15? I've sort of lost count.
Well, don't let it go to your head. We built our reputation on what we do today, not yesterday.
I agree. Becca, you look like you have something to say.
Just want to say thank you, Southern Oregon, for voting your Father and Son Jewelry best again. We've been your favorite since I can remember.
Voting is being tabulated for Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions. Results are coming soon. Meanwhile, go to bestofsouthernoregon.com and reserve your ad space in the 2024-25 edition of Best of Southern Oregon to be published in July. All the information is there, and flip through the current online magazine, too. Thank you to all who nominated and voted in this year's Best of Southern Oregon contest, and good luck to all of the 1,500 businesses who were nominated.
When it first appeared 2 decades ago, LinkedIn was very professional and anything but cool. Suddenly, LinkedIn has become a genuine hotspot where everyone wants to be a workfluencer, a thought leader, or a LinkedIn superstar. And to help them get there, the market for paid freelance LinkedIn profile ghostwriters is booming. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by ExpressVPN. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Kim. LinkedIn is now in the coveted 1 billion user club. Some LinkedIn influencers have tens of millions of followers, but they didn't get there alone. Behind the scenes, many workfluencers hire an army of freelance ghostwriters to boost both their profiles and, worse, to come up with their LinkedIn posts. So if you're planning to hire someone you saw on LinkedIn because of their writing, it was so engaging and so dynamic, think again. Do your homework to make sure there's not a ghost behind every single thing that they've written. You can't get tech smarts alone. That's why you need me and my free newsletter. Sign up now at getkim.com. Your cell phone and wireless provider collects data on whatever it is you're doing. Some have even admitted to it and say it's to better understand your interests. But really, they just want to sell your activity to advertisers. The more data they collect, the more money they get. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN prevents your phone carrier from tracking the sites you visit and selling the data to third parties. Just tap one button and all of your network data gets encrypted and rerouted through ExpressVPN secure servers for ultimate privacy. Whether you're an iPhone, Android, or tablet user, ExpressVPN works on all your devices. When your phone carrier tracks you, that's an invasion of privacy. Now, you can keep letting them cash in on you, or you can visit expressvpn.com/Kim to take back your online privacy and get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. expressvpn.com/Kim. Get 3 months free right now at expressvpn.com/Kim.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday or Pearl the Positivity. Depends on how you wish to approach it. 770-5633-770-KMED. By the way, tonight we're going to have the second of the town hall meetings, no, on 15-224-225-226, and that'll be at the Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street in Medford. Great place. And 6 o'clock is when it starts. If you have questions, comments, things like that, we're going to go through the measures again on why that the only sensible, humane thing to do is to put 15-224-225-226, euthanize them at the ballot box, okay? That's going to be the job. And anyway, write down questions on the cards that will be supplied, and then we'll go through it and see how that ends up going. Okay? Yesterday was standing room only over in Eagle Point. Great turnout. Thank you very much for going there and getting educated on these poisonous attacks on the system. Now then, let me go to David. Hello, David. You had something happen. Tell me what's on your mind here, right?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, so I had a couple. I'm calling about the Jackson County DA race.
Okay.
You know, and I had a couple. At first I thought they were just, you know, election workers or supporters. You know, kind of knocked on my door to talk about their candidate. As the conversation went on, I probed a little and found out they were actually lawyers.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. You have two lawyers approach your door. Did you immediately tase them?
No!
Yeah. Yeah. Did you sick the pit bull on them? What did you do?
Yeah, you can't come in the house. Okay, yeah, they had to stand on the porch. So their candidate, I know Bartholomew is one of the candidates.
Yeah, I'm going to talk with Alyssa on Thursday's show, 7:30. I talked with Patrick Green last Friday, 7:30, if I recall.
Okay, what about this? How does this guy stand on law and order?
Right.
You know, what, you know, and they said, well, he was just, you know, Bartholomew was a criminal defense attorney. I'm like, so what? And they said this guy was on your show last week.
Yes, he was.
Maybe you can remind me of his name. They gave me like a little flyer. I kind of already forgot.
Yeah, like I said, the race is between Patrick Green. Patrick Green, young, right. Is a relatively young man. He's in his early 30s, 34, if I recall correctly.
Right.
And has been a prosecutor his entire legal career. Alyssa Bartholomew has been a public defender or in the public defender world here for about 20 years. She did some prosecuting earlier in her career. Like I said, I know they're both qualified, and it's just a matter of who you're looking to go for, I guess, really.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing you get with judges. It's just like, you know, they're very crafty. You know, that's why I eventually asked them. It's like, I kind of made a little negative quip about lawyers. And I said, you guys aren't lawyers, are you? And they both said, yeah, we are. So then naturally I told them a lawyer joke. So, but
you know, most lawyers, Dave, have the best lawyer jokes. If you probe them,
I told them this joke it's my favorite lawyer joke of all time. And I said, hey, a lawyer told me that joke. And, I got a little chuckle out of it. I think deep down, they don't really love lawyer jokes. But, anyway, I just, you know, it's like, how does this person look at the Constitution? How does the person look at the state Constitution? Everybody who runs for this is going to say they're for law and order. Okay. Yeah. That's like, you know, that's like saying I like chocolate, you know? So, it was interesting. And it was, you know, kind of mildly frustrating, but, you know, I didn't really give them a commitment. You know, I said, well, you know, I guess we'll take a look.
Yeah, I'm not committed either, although I have to say on a personal basis, talking with Patrick, he, you know, he strikes me as an impressive young man. Well, of course, I say young man, 34, you know, he's a full-blown adult and things like that. But, you know, I'm 62, so anyone who's 34, okay, kid, you know, what are you doing, right?
And the other part of it, that people forget is, you know, lawyers really are in, and I don't usually, you know, there are good lawyers and bad lawyers and stuff, but in this case, I do kind of lump all lawyers into this what I'm going to say now, which is lawyers live in their own world.
Yes.
And they have their own set of rules and their own way of looking at the world and their own way of looking at right and wrong, good and evil, and law and order and all that stuff. And it is not just by necessity the way that you and I are just an average person, you know, with a modicum of intelligence would look at those things. And that's what's frustrating, you know, to me a lot of times. And again, don't get me wrong, a good lawyer at the right time can really, really come in handy.
Dave, between an attorney and the Constitution can be tenuous at best, I guess, is kind of where you're going, right?
And so anyway, it was an interesting thing, and I wanted to tell you about it. So here's my last thing. Do you want to hear the joke?
Sure.
Yeah. So did you hear the one about the tiger that was wandering through the forest eating elephant droppings?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he had just eaten a lawyer, and he was trying to get the taste out of his mouth.
That's it. You're tased.
No! <Ooh! laughs>
Thanks, Dave. I like that. Let me go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you doing? Welcome.
Boy, how do you follow those taser screams?
Well, I give you a taser, too. There we go. I forget where I got those taser sound effects. It was years ago here. Somebody got it.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's up?
Anyway, yeah, I was going to challenge Herman about his. He was sort of echoing Dick Cheney's comment that debts don't matter. And, you know, I look at this 95.
I didn't hear that at all. I didn't really hear that.
He said that. Those were the words. Up to that effect. I mean.
Oh, said, okay. Well, there's a tipping point that it does have an effect. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it was in context. But in a way, that's what the attitude, you know, of all the people in Washington, D.C. But when I look at this $95 billion they sent to blow up Israel and the Middle East and Ukraine, that's only possible when they have this fiat money system in place. I mean,
yeah, could you imagine what would happen if they had to ask every taxpayer to fork over half an ounce of gold in order for us to help Ukraine? Or if they had to bill us directly, you know, for that, Ukraine or Israel or anything else, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In the old days, before the 1913, they had to either tax people or have war bonds. But now with this fiat system, the main thing that fiat system does is it takes away choice from people and overempowers government. And so every time we're at the grocery office, you know, or the gas station and so forth and forking out all this money, we're subsidizing this whole system. We're paying for it. It's not just on your 1040 form that you're supporting war. You're supporting war just through the inflation and taxing and so forth.
You know, I want to give you – hold on here, because that's very insightful, because not only are you paying the taxes – but when you see Congress get together and vote for $100 billion, roughly speaking, and not even thinking anything about this, that most of the Americans really don't care about, they're able to do it because of that borrow and spend ability of the world's reserve currency, you know, for right now. And so, think about that. That filters into our personal economy with needing $121 to do what $100 did 4 years ago, right?
Exactly. So you think, okay, here's the United States, $30 trillion in debt, and how in the world can they fork out $100 billion? Well, it's, you know, just printed up and everyone pays for it. It's such a fraudulent system. That's the whole thing about the fiat system.
Well, yeah, the real reform comes if you change around the monetary system. And I'm concerned that if they do change it around, it's only going to be to CBDCs, you know, the central bank digital currency.
Well,
I'm just out of time at the moment, but I want to give you a real American solution for that. People need to think about that instead of just going, hey, why did they vote for that Ukraine aid, you know, back then or something like that? We don't have the money. It's like, oh, they have the money. But it's really coming out of your hide in different ways in the inflationary pricing and more, okay? Good job there, Tom. It's 8:37. Think about it that way next time you buy a steaky, huh? What do you say?
The promise I made to my grandmother 20 years ago, to create a place that feels like home, with great food and caring people, and a really nice yard, continues today in Medford. The Springs Living was a dream that was created for my family. And we're still here today to make life just a little bit easier for yours.
The Springs at Anna Maria in Medford. Call 541-774-1822.
Do you have an electrical checklist that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need an exterior all-weather plug-in installed? Completed. A motion sensor light in your entry, pantry, or laundry room? Completed. Too many appliances tripping your breaker? Completed. RV outlet on the side of the house? Completed. Electrical jobs around the house get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus. Specializing in small, residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit them at Completed Electric Plus.
When the IRS comes knocking, the news can be shocking. Tell them you've hired a CPA tax expert at First Response Resolution, located in Eagle Point. Leave speaking with the IRS to Zach. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today for a free consultation.
Are you adventure ready? Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products, featuring quality options for rooftop tents, racks, bumpers, winches, and recovery gear, LED lighting, dual battery systems, onboard compressors, cargo cases, coolers, and refrigerators. They also offer camp stoves, scuttles, fire pits, tables, and chairs, so you're prepared once you've reached your destination. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerno with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Monday, a man was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of sexually abusing a little girl in a Grants Pass YMCA pool. Monday afternoon, 68-year-old Rex McCurdy faced Judge Brandon Thusen after being found guilty by a jury for two counts of sex abuse. Amanda McGeorge of the District Attorney's Office told Judge Thusen McCurdy has previous convictions in California in sex crime-related charges. McCurdy has a criminal history of over 30 years with both sexual and non-sexual crimes to people of all ages. Then, Josephine County Commissioner candidates will be participating in a forum tonight in Grants Pass. The forum is from 6 to 9 at Grants Pass City Hall in the Council Chambers. It's being hosted by the Grants Pass and Josephine County Chamber of Commerce and the Daily Courier. A live stream link can be found on the Chamber's website at grantspasschamber.org/events. Then the deadline to register to vote in Oregon is today. Ballots will be mailed out in May, and you can head to the Secretary of State's website to register to vote, change your voting address, or party affiliation. You can also register in person at your county elections office. For local news anytime, head on over to our website, KOBI5.com. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Cerna.
Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and TMT Business Services present Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners. If you are a business owner with over $1 million in annual revenue and pondering your succession plan, this is for you. Join us for an insightful evening seminar led by expert business consultants and financial planners and discover strategies to maximize your business value, minimize taxes, and plan your next move. Join us this Thursday evening at the Ashland Springs Hotel. Reserve your spot now by calling 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. Attend the Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners presentation with Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services and Royal Stanley of Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and hear financial strategies for your future and the future of your business this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at the Ashland Springs Hotel. Visit opfa.com/events to register. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA, SIPC. United Planners is not affiliated with OPFA or TMTBSI. Don't miss out on securing your business's future.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Johnson Builders will be at the Southern Oregon Home Show Friday through Sunday, May 3rd through the 5th. And they're looking forward to talking to you about your property and the building you need. Garages, shops, barns, residential. There's no limit with Johnson Builders' affordable post and frame construction expertise. Explore the possibilities at the Southern Oregon Home Show. Or if you can't wait to get special home show pricing right now, visit Johnson.Builders and give them a call.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Before you know it, it will be summertime in Southern Oregon. Ensure that you have a good supply of water before the rush hits. Plowser Drilling is booking for the peak summer season. If you need a water well, you need the experienced and professional team from Plowser Drilling. They will perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Don't take a risk on your well contractor. Contact Plowser Drilling now to get in front of the line. Visit PlowserDrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Delighted you're here. And we're a big fan of business because nothing happens until somebody starts a business of some form or another. And doesn't matter what your politics is or are, rather, I should say, that everybody needs to be able to, you know, keep their expenses down and also make a profit on it. Otherwise, there is no business. And you also, if you do have a business, what happens when you go? Well, we're having a segment right now of Open for Business right now. And a couple of gentlemen in studio talking with me about a series of seminars and presentations they're going to be doing for the next three Thursdays in a row. And, of course, Royal Stent. Did I get that right? Okay, I did. All right. I'm sorry you looked at me just for a second, Tim. Did I say something wrong?
Raised his hand.
Okay. All right. Let me get this going. We have Royal Stanley in studio. Royal Stanley, of course, we know you from Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Great to be here.
And do we have Tim there? Hello?
Todd Tippin.
Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services. And they're both putting on a business succession seminar presentation. This is going to be going on for the next three Thursdays in a row. And I don't know who wants to take it first, but what is this all about? In other words, who's going to end up with your business, right?
Right, right. And this is a seminar designed for business owners who are thinking about what's next for them. You know, as business owners, you put so much into your business, building it, growing it. And you get towards, you know, maybe the end of your career. Maybe you're looking for a transition to start something else.
Right.
And how best do you put that transition in place to move on to your next?
All right. And Todd, is this having to do with taxation or wills, or maybe kind of break down the nuts and bolts of it, if you don't mind?
It has to do with kind of two sides of the concern, and that is the business owner and then the entity. And when we look at both of them and trying to best prepare both for the transition that's inevitably going to happen, because two-thirds of the businesses in this country are owned by baby boomers.
Right.
The youngest of which are 60 years old at this time.
Yeah, yeah, that would be someone like me then. And the Gen Zers are salivating. No. I shouldn't say that. It's something. My son's a Gen Zer, of course. They're wondering, when am I going to get the house? But there is a certain case to be made there that that a lot of people don't really plan for their exit. Is that really
That's
what's
right.
going on here?
That's right. And we were just discussing this of, you know, it's easy to just kind of look around and go, okay, what do I do with this thing? Maybe right. I try to sell it to an employee or pass it on to a family member. But is that the right thing for your situation and for the business? So the earlier we can have those conversations with business owners, the sooner we can start putting together a plan and giving them options to start looking at and making sure that it's a successful transition of the business.
What are the different options that that might be talked about? In fact, before we get to that, I just want to mention these three presentations that are going on. It's going to be this Thursday in Ashland at the Ashland Springs Hotel. The week after that, May 9th in Grants Pass at Taprock Northwest Grill, and May 16th in Medford at the Rogue Valley Country Club. And what you can do is, if you're a business person, and I guess you're looking for business people with a what, revenue of more than $1 million a year?
Correct, correct.
Okay, all right. That's kind of the threshold of the planning that they're talking about. Check in at 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. In order to register, you just registered. Is it?
That's right.
Does it cost money to attend this?
It's a free seminar. If you qualify, yeah.
Okay, if you qualify,
yep.
Okay, and that's the point we wanted to make sure. And what are the different ways that you'll be talking about, Todd and Royal, about structuring business transitions as you leave the business?
Yeah. So number one, we want to make sure that as a business owner, when you look to sell your business, are you actually getting enough for your business for you to be able to retire successfully?
Ah, okay.
So oftentimes business owners put everything into their business thinking, I'll be able to sell this for what I need to retire on. But oftentimes you don't know what that number is going to be after tax. So that's part of that planning that we come in and do is, how much is a business worth? How much can we grow that value to? And then how much do you get to keep afterwards, after Uncle Sam and the state of Oregon take their cut?
Is there a way to almost, is this a talk here? And I'm just spitballing here, mm-hmm. So please excuse me here. Is it about perhaps transferring the business type or spinning it into a or taking proceeds into a certain investment cluster, maybe? If you're talking about how to make the business actually support you, you know, in your retirement time, which could be a really challenge, a real challenge, because if you keep the business running, it may not necessarily do well, and then you find yourself, hey, with a failing business and then with no money.
Right? Yeah, and that's why we've named this successful succession.
Yeah,
we don't want it to be a failure. So, whether you're selling it to an employee, whether you're passing it on to a family member, whether you're creating a management team that can run the business for you, there's a lot of processes and procedures that you have to implement into the business. And that's where Todd's expertise as a business consultant comes in, to make sure that you have those processes in place to maximize value and make that succession successful.
Todd, any examples you wanted to share on some of the strategies that have been used on other clients, let's say?
Sure. One of the great things to do is step back from the business a little bit and take a look at how the system, how the business functions. There are some real powerful value drivers that help indicate what businesses are going to be more likely to be able to be sold and be sold at highest and best value because of characteristics of the business. So we step back and take a look at these businesses and say, what is the rating that these businesses would have on these eight primary value drivers? And if they rate low, that doesn't mean you're stuck. It means there are things we can do to make modifications to raise the probability of the sale to start with, and then raise the value that you might get when you do sell. Here's a little known statistic. Roughly only 1% of the businesses that try to sell ever sell.
Only 1%?
1%.
One out of 100 businesses?
Yes, sir.
That try to sell?
Yeah, that's a statistic you can get from an organization called Value Builders. There's a book written by John Warlow called Build to Sell, and he's worked with over 55,000 businesses in his organization. They're very experienced at this. And the reason is businesses oftentimes are not ready to sell when the owner wants to sell. They haven't thought far enough in advance to prepare themselves or the business to be able to have the successful succession planning take place.
Is it one of those situations where oftentimes a business person is getting ready to sell and then they realize that they are the business, and hence if they aren't the ones in the business, then there is no business really to sell? Is
we see that all the time. And if we can work with them early on, we can start separating the owner from the business.
Okay.
Because if you want to sell your business, you've got to separate from that business.
Yeah. You have to have something to sell. It would be like if I were to, if I owned my talk show, let's say, as an example. And then I'm saying, hey, I'm going to sell my talk show when I retire to somebody else. And they're going to say, but Bill, you're the talk show. So, well, but still, there it is. It still exists. Someone else can just step in here and do this, right? That kind of thing.
Exactly.
I never really considered that, but I didn't. So 99 out of 100 businesses, that explains a lot about how many people I'll see with an old business, let's say a long-term business that you'll see in town. When the time comes for the owner to retire, they don't sell it. It just says, we're closing after so many years. This is what you're trying to avoid then.
Yeah, just a liquidation at the end where, hey, we're just going to sell what we have in inventory and get rid of everything and get probably not as much value as you could if you did the planning early to really pass that on.
Okay. And so you're going to be talking about these events for the following three Thursdays. I guess the point is that if you're a business person, so $1 million cash flow. Okay. Is what you're looking for, $1 million per year. So, frankly, that's just kind of like moderately successful restaurant in town, isn't it, really? That kind of level?
It really is. I mean, really, if you're a kind of a one-man show, think maybe a realtor or somebody just with a small business, you're probably not crossing that $1 million threshold. But, yeah, most businesses are going to be able to qualify because it is a fairly low threshold to jump over.
Okay. So, remember, these seminars are going on this Thursday, Ashland Springs Hotel. What time, by the way, to start?
Doors open at 5:30.
Doors open at 5:30, and you got poo-poos and things like that. Help people out there. Is it the same time for next Thursday, Grants Pass?
Yep. 5:30 all next three Thursdays.
Okay, for the next three Thursdays, Grants Pass at Tap Rock, and then the week after that, May 16th in Medford, Rogue Valley Country Club, one way or the other. I guess the thing to do right now, if you're a business person and you're thinking about how to make sure that, A, you actually get something out of all of those decades that you were putting in this. In other words, how to have something to sell, how to put it into a form that will support you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, call 541-772-1116, and I'm going to put their information up on my show blog, folks. But you can also visit opfa.com/events, opa.com/events, and to register, and it's absolutely free, okay? That's all you got to do.
That's right.
Anything else we're mentioning or worth mentioning before we take off here?
Dinner's also included in the seminar. We're going to feed people. But the most important thing is we're going to be giving away free information that they can take back and do something with if they want on their own, or they can follow up for additional services from us. We're here to serve the community,
okay,
and we want them to benefit.
All right. Now, the way it works, everything involving financial people, there are disclaimers, and the feds are sitting there going, did you say this? And so I'm going to say it right now. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA, FINRA/S. PC United Planners is not affiliated with OPFA or TMT. Did I get that right?
That was perfect.
Okay, good. All right. And you can, I'll send you a bill for the disclaimer, okay?
Appreciate it.
But anyway, Todd, Royal, we appreciate that. And anything that can keep businesses, make them more profitable, make them more valuable in a sale, make them more valuable for you in retirement is a good thing, because I can't tell you how many I've seen just go down and then what do you have left, right?
That's right, exactly.
Okay, very good. It is 8:55 at KMED, KCMD.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith Commissioner.
How can you avoid the stress and headaches of selling your home in today's market? Hey, it's Lars, and let me tell you, the only agent in Medford that can save you from all that stress is Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Don't let the negative media reports about interest rates stop you. Get the facts from a professional. Jared has years of experience and in-depth knowledge of the market right here in Medford. Jared has the right strategic options for you. And in this market, when he puts his marketing to work for you, that strategy helps attract the right kind of buyers at the right time who are willing to pay top dollar. Jared even guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or Jared buys the home instead. Real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I both recommend only Jared Hokanson in Medford and in Southern Oregon. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and tell Jared Lars sent you.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Tonight, 6 o'clock, and this is going to be at Roxy Ann Grange. We have another one of those public meetings, 1850 South Spring Street, and it's all going to be about getting rid of the charter changes, putting them in their grave, okay? They all need to go. Ron's here. We got about a minute. Ron, you want to make a good point. Let's hear it. Fire away.
Yeah. On the PP&L rise in cost to us for the electricity, I figured out what they're going to do with all that money.
What's that?
They're going to put it in a great big bonfire, and the bonfire is going to have enough light to create what is needed for the solar panels. And then when the smoke and stuff rises up and goes into the propellers of the
But yeah, the smoke rises. Yeah. It creates some wind for the windmills, right?
Yeah, and then you take that smoke and you get some of the dead eagles and turtles and stuff that died that are going by the big windmill blades. But then you can get the beavers out there too because they got nothing else to do now that the dam's down, and they can get that bite the wood and chop the wood.
Ron, you have thought about this way too deeply here. So in other words, it's gangrene economics. Thank you. Okay.
You bet.
Yes, yeah. Especially I love the firelight running the solar power. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Every session in Salem creates new bureaucracy, new agencies, and more state employees, all paid for by Oregon's taxpayers.
The continuous bureaucratic expansion is as bad as the egregious bills we all hear about. As your senator, I will be a no vote on all bad legislation.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
This is Bi-Coastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD.